Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. It is 1 p.m. Eastern at the time of our broadcast, and it is Thursday, October 19th, 2017. We're going to talk about chronic fatigue syndrome and what it's about and how our guest has been dealing with it. She's an author. Out of all of it, she penned a phenomenal book called My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. We're continuing our series with Becky Butcher. She is located in Elgin, Illinois. And, you know, there's some amazing statistics that we've been talking about. According to recent studies, as many as 2.5 million people in the U.S. suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, maybe you've heard about this, or you have, you know, I've told a number of people about the series we're doing with Becky Butcher, and a lot of them are like, oh, I got to read that book, or I got to connect with her, because they are feeling symptoms similar to what Becky has been struggling with. It's a devastating multi-system disease that causes dysfunction of the neurological, immune, endocrine, and metabolic systems. And it's something that can sort of even sneak up on you in a way where you have these vague symptoms in the beginning and you're not sure what it is, and you get tested for a million different things, Lyme disease and a myriad of flu, I mean, everything. I know people personally who have struggled with it, and the battery of testing that goes on sometimes for years before they determine what it is can be rough, can be time-consuming, exhausting, and emotionally can affect you. It affects, chronic fatigue syndrome affects adults and children of all races, income levels, geographic areas, and is really characterized by extreme fatigue that can't be explained by any underlying medical condition. That's the trick to it. That's what makes it tough. It is a debilitating disease that robs you of the essential energy to enjoy quality life. Now, I'll say that again. Could you imagine it? Could you imagine experiencing something on a day-to-day, 24/7, 365 basis where it's debilitating you to the point that it robs you of the essential energy you need to live your life, to do daily tasks, to go to work, to do the dishes, to visit people, to write everything, every aspect of your life? It can be exhausting and debilitating. It's an extraordinary situation, and it's really amazing that our guest, Becky Butcher, has been able to share in such a personal way her story with us here exclusively on CUTV News. Again, she is the author of My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, which chronicles her actual struggle with a disease. You know, that's what's great about the book. It's relatable. She literally chronicles her experiences. You might relate to them. You might have somebody in your family who relates to them. You might understand what she's saying. There might be certain things that she says in the book that only you, if you're experiencing this, or a loved one or friend who is, will understand, will really grasp, because you can relate to what she's going through and how she describes it. And you may also have done what Becky has done. You know, after 3 years of keeping a stiff upper lip and reminding herself things could get worse, she had to step back, mourn the loss. And that experience finally led to her sitting down to process all of this, this profound change in her life, resulting in the book, My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Every day isn't easy. Every day it can be really tough. Walking down the street could be a miracle. 25% of patients are homebound or bedbound. Becky has been both. Today, she's no longer homebound, but she's not able to work. So her work is really her mission and her passion to help others through this book and other ways and to provide a source of inspiration. We're very, and at the same time, while all of this, she's caring for her mother who's in her 80s and making sure her mother is tended to and has the needs that she has as her mother lives with her too. So it really is a beautiful thing that she's doing, and she's sharing her story with us here exclusively in the series on CUTV News Radio. Becky, thank you so very much for joining us here on the show today. I hope you're doing okay today. Welcome back. It's always good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
So how is your day going today? For our audience listening who, again, realizes there may be ups and downs with a situation like this, how is today for you?
Oh, not real good. Today's one of those things that I discussed last week where my muscles just feel like somebody is pulling them until the fibers break. Today is one of those days, and I just, oh, my joints just ache. The bones on the top of my feet just ache right now.
And there's nothing that really, for the audience, maybe new people tuning in today, they may say, oh, well, go take an aspirin, or go lie down, or, you know, things that I'll go for a walk and get things circulating. It really isn't, none of those things really, unfortunately, have the impact. They may alleviate a little bit here and there, but this is something that is a chronic situation, right?
Right. I mean, I take Aleve, and some, or not Aleve, what is it, Advil gel caps. They barely take the edge off, Jim. I mean, I've taken things, and nothing really helps this. Nothing really, aspirin doesn't help, and lying down, well, okay, yeah, I can lie down, but the thing is it's not a matter of just being worn out. It's, you know, quote-unquote worn out from overdoing it. This is a matter of my immune system attacking my body, and it's going to do that whether I lay down or not. And as far as taking a walk, you know, on a better day, yeah, maybe I can do that, and maybe that's, you know, getting up and getting going can help some, but on some days, but today, there was no way I could take a walk. I don't know if I'd make it back.
How do you emotionally deal with it without having every day be depression, every day sink to lower and lower to where you're just in a spiral where you're like in a dark room and you don't want to participate in life and you don't want to communicate with people and you withdraw from life and society? Not that that hasn't happened to you from time to time and others potentially listening to our show live right now, but how do you work to not have that happen when you have something, whatever it is, chronic of any kind? And when people hear the word chronic, it makes people, you know, everything starts to tingle and they get pent up because chronic means no end in a way to a degree. How do you deal with that on a day-to-day basis where you're not in the depths of despair?
Well, for a short time I was. I mean, you know, I used to have days like that, but most of the time, even before, I would ache, and it would be terrible, but I don't know, it just never really, except for that one period in time, it didn't really get me down. Sure, I'd be a little angry, sure, I'd be a little upset, but it was nothing so horrible, and I think some of it, Jim, is my personality. Some of it, I think, is just who I am, because I'm basically a happy person. I always was. I was always kind of upbeat, but a lot of it, too, was, I mean, you know, I have a mother nearby. I mean, you know, she's staying with me right now temporarily, but I have a mother nearby, too. You know, she'd call and check on me, or I'd call and, you know, talk. I'd call and talk with her, and I have friends that I talk to. But a big part of it, Jim, is my church. I go to church. I mean, if at all possible, and I can't always. There are days when I have not been able to go. But my church, they're a wonderful, uplifting group of people, and my ministers are just wonderful. And I have a lot of friends, and I mean, we have a ministry where if I'm too bad or if people are sick or if they've had a baby or they've just lost a family member, where they cook meals and they bring them to you. All you have to do is call a church office. And this one lady especially, she has just been wonderful. Every week she brings us enough food for an army, which helps me. That helps me too, because I know I have people who are out there willing to help and willing to serve. So it does. I know I don't always have to worry about, oh, what are we going to eat? I have to go to the store. I don't have this. I don't have that. So, I mean, you know, a lot of it's spiritual. Some of it's just who I am because I'm an upbeat, happy person. And a lot of it's just knowing that I belong to a church who's there. And they step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of it. And, I have friends who care, and I know that.
Yeah. So you're surrounding yourself, which, again, is wonderful advice for people that are listening to our broadcast right now. One of the big keys is you are surrounding yourself with people who are supportive, people who love you, care about you, want to spend time with you, and that is an essential ingredient. Don't try to do this alone.
Don't
withdraw.
You can't.
Even though there may be days where you don't feel at all good, you might not even want to do your hair, so throw a baseball cap on. People will understand. You got to keep the human connection going, right? That is an essential part of all of the dealing with it all. It's not the cure, but in dealing with it all, right?
Yes, it's very important. And something else that my Stephen minister, when I was speaking to her, I spoke to her for 2 years, and because I really needed the help and spiritual guidance there. And Jim, I'm kind of a feisty person. I'm very spunky. I'm very feisty. And I just usually call myself ornery. I just think I'm ornery. I just thought that's what it was within myself.
Right.
And my Stephen minister said, well, okay, she said, but think about it. She said, that is how you fight your way from your bad periods. She said, you use that spunk. You use that orneriness, if that's what you want to call it, to fight yourself, to bring yourself back, to fight your way back. And it's another. That's another thing to really think about. If you are of a feisty nature, use it positively. Use it to fight your bad. Use it to fight your way back. Use it to fight not to give up, because it's not the answer either. And, Jim, okay, if I don't feel good some days or after a bad day and there's something to do with it, I used to belong to a couple things, groups at my church, and I would try to go, Jim. Try to get out of the house, because you might feel better, and sitting home being sad, depressed, it's not going to help. Sometimes you can't, and I know all about that, but try and get out of the house. I've been invited to Bible studies by going to church events. I meet all these nice ladies, these women's events, and they're like, well, come to this Bible study. Come to that Bible study. Try to get involved in that.
Yeah. See, that's wonderful news.
Just surround yourself with
that.
People like this.
That's right. Absolutely. Positive. People that aren't going to point out limitations or devalue you, because there's a lot of people around there who will try to do that, as unfortunate as that may be. But I would definitely encourage people to not do that. I want to talk more about the book itself, which, again, is a labor of love for you. I also want to let folks know that there's something very important that I think you're doing, which is fantastic. Again, the book, as we mentioned, with author Becky Butcher, who we're talking about right now, talking with on the show. The book's name, the title is My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Now, I know you wanted to let people know that you're donating 10% or $1 per book sale to the SCMI initiative. First of all, that's a beautiful thing to do. And so that way people will know that when they purchase the book, 10% or a dollar per book to the SCMI initiative.
Right.
Tell us about why you want to do that, and if you can detail for the audience what the SCMI initiative is.
Well, I want to do that because it's giving back and helping others who are going through the same thing that I've gone through, get treatment and just know that they're not alone. And that's why I want to do that, help the initiative help people who suffer as I and so many others have. And, so they can, to continue research and things like that. It's really a wonderful organization, Solve CFS ME Initiative, and it's a wonderful organization. If you go to the website, the website solvecfs.org, and there are a lot of links, and you can sign up for something. Research First, it's like a monthly periodical that you get via email with, research. Research information, and a lady named Carol Head is the president. I've spoken with her. She's very kind. She's very compassionate, and she really works hard to try to get the word out there. And Emily Taylor, I've worked with her. She's an advocacy and public relations, and she's another one who works very hard about trying to get grants for research. And she sends me, and she's been so good about sending me links of information for my next book, which I'm working on very slowly. But and just trying to get the word out there, she sends me these links, and I put them on my websites. I have two, and I post them on Facebook, LinkedIn. I pass this information along. I tweet it, and a lot of times it gets retweeted. And it's really a very good organization.
Mm-hmm.
As far as trying
That's
to get
wonderful.
Us help and trying to,
yeah.
do more research and trying to get more money for research, trying to get support for it.
Beautiful. It's wonderful that you're contributing to that as well. And again, the book is My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Becky is donating 10% or $1 per book sale to the SCMI initiative. And I think that is really, it's very kind of you to do that, Becky. I mean, it's really, I want to get people also to realize that the book itself, you can go to Becky's website, Becky's, or Becky S.
Yes.
Butcher. Yeah, it almost looks like Becky's.
I know.
Becky's Butcher. Yes, his name is Sam, and he slices the veal nice and thin. And they have a special on Fridays on ground beef.
Yeah.
Becky's, B-E-C-K-I-E. You got to have humor, right? You got to laugh. That's an essential ingredient in life,
especially when you're
dealing with something.
You know what, Jim? That's what helps me get through this. You can find humor in anything.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. So it's Becky, B-E-C-K-I-E, the letter S as in Sam, and then Butcher, B-U-T-C-H-E-R.com, BeckySButcher.com.
And you know, Jim, I have another one, too. It's Becky Battle CFS, and if you go there, you can sign up for a mailing list because, when I get this information from the initiative, like information on research or anything,
yeah.
I post that. I do send that to people on my mailing list.
Let's share and say it slowly for the audience. Share that secondary website as well, Becky. What's the address?
Okay, Becky, B-E-C-K-I-E, Battles, CFS.com.
Becky, Battles, CFS.com. That's great. That's terrific that you have that too. And you're interactive with folks then, as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am. I try to be because any little tidbit of information I will post on my my social media, including my websites.
Yeah, that's great. The book is also available, folks, at Amazon as well. So you can find the book My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome at Amazon as well. What are some of the questions that people ask you, Becky, when it's revealed that you are dealing with CFS? Whether they're readers who connect with you, or folks who are reading the book and identifying with you, or just people in everyday life, are there questions that people ask? I imagine they probably ask things like, are you in pain all the time? Does it get worse? What are some of the questions that people generally ask you once you let them know this is what you're dealing with, chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, I've several people, from my mailing list, they've emailed me and they wanted to know how I found out and, where is a good doctor to find out. And this one lady, she asked me, I can't remember exactly what she asked, but I remember looking into doctors, to see where there were doctors in her area and emailing her back. And how do you deal with it on a daily basis? Do you have to pace yourself? Do you sleep a lot? Things like that. Basically, most of them have been, how do you deal with it? And how did you find out? What were your symptoms? I'm having symptoms. I'm having this and this and this. Where can I find out?
How do you answer those questions when people ask you that?
Well, I'd say I try to stay positive. try not to overdo it. I try to manage my day, and I just not that I want to push religion down or faith down people's throats, but I'm honest about that, and I just say pray, ask God for help, ask your Maker for help. You know, just ask Him for the grace to get it through, to get you through the day. Ask Him for healing hands. That's what I do. That's what I've done today. But you know, just basically, you know, try to stay positive. Surround yourself with good, positive people. Get rid of the drama in your life. It's not going to make it better. You know, I just try to kind of point them into positive directions. Like, you know, take your time. Just, you know, rest as you can. Exercise as much as you can. Don't overdo it. You know, just kind of little pointers like that, because that's what I do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I exercise in small doses, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. That's really terrific. I mean, do you find that people tend to try to rush it, that they try to, I don't know, I guess maybe perhaps...
Well, aren't you any better yet type of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Or even for them, if they're dealing with it too, same type of thing. They expect it to be over and done, and I'll take a medicine, and it'll just clear itself up.
You know what? Luckily, nobody's done that to me, but I know it does happen.
Does.
And one thing that I point out in my book, Jim, is, you know, when people say, oh, you're a lot better off than most people, when you're in the kind of pain, well, you know what? Number one, you shouldn't really say that to people, because they don't know that. Nobody knows how you are until they walk in your shoes. And, you know, they just don't know that. And, Jim, you know what, it devalues. Okay, there are a lot of people worse off than I am, or it could be better. But you know what, it could be worse too, Jim. And when it's not really like a put down, but it's like, it devalues what's going on with you. And you're not being met where you need. You're not being met where you need to be met.
Right.
You know. I'm a lot better off than most people. Maybe that's true. But you know what? Not that I'm looking for sympathy, or not that, you know, not that people should look for sympathy and expect people to feel sorry for them. But you know, try and be a little more understanding. It just kind of makes you feel like, oh, gee, you don't care, because then, you know what I've noticed? What happens then? The conversation changes. The subject gets changed, and there you are, maybe wanting to share something, or maybe needing a listening ear, and there you are. They've made it sound like it doesn't matter. Maybe that's not the way they mean it, Jim, but that's how they make it sound. Don't devalue what is either, because you know, we all need to be listened to. We all need to be cared about, and we all need to be met where we are.
Yeah.
It doesn't validate anything, and it doesn't help the situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure you go through a variety of different situations on a day-to-day basis, depending on the people that you come in contact with, right? And it is how they present themselves, and how you don't want, and nobody wants pity.
Right.
You want understanding.
Well, exactly. Everybody needs to be understood, and everybody needs to be cared about.
Right.
I mean, I do think we all want that. I don't want sympathy. I don't want pity. I don't like it when people feel sorry for me. I'm kind of insulted. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We all need to be cared about, even caregivers. Even caregivers need to be cared about.
Even caregivers. That's right, exactly. That's exactly right. Absolutely. Beautifully said. So,
well, thank you.
The book, do you see any sort of a follow-up to this book? Is this something that perhaps might also turn into more?
I am actually working on another one, Jim, because, you know, since I wrote this one, there's been a lot of things that have come out, a lot of research, Oh, what are they saying? Cytokines, and they're chemicals that are produced by the immune cells. And some are inflammatory and some are anti-inflammatory. And CFS patients, they have more of the inflammatory cytokines.
Yeah.
And that's what they found out. But, you know, and there are a lot of theories, Jim, but, you know, it's nothing's been replicated. That's the thing. We're still working on something that's going to be replicated. Because when you do this, and when I used to work in immunology, I used to do this, or when I worked in the lab, you need reproducibility. You can't just have something happen once. Like when we would troubleshoot our instruments, you know, we would need reproducibility. That way we would know it was right instead of it just doing it once and then maybe not working right the next time. You need reproducibility, and nothing's been reproduced yet. So, but we're still working on things. We're still making headway. And I'm pretty optimistic that maybe in the next 10 years we will find a cause for it and maybe even find at least a treatment. As a lab tech, thinking as a laboratory scientist, I'm pretty optimistic. I think we're on our way.
And that's a big part of everything, is the optimism, right? It's being optimistic.
Right.
It's really doing that. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, but like you said, a huge key is surrounding yourself with people who are supportive.
Right. I mean, all it takes is one person to say the wrong thing to really do some damage, you know. I really believe, Jim, words have power.
Words have power, absolutely.
Words have power.
That's right. I want to let people know more about the websites again, too. We're speaking with Becky Butcher, who's been sharing her story with us, and she'll be back with us next week as well. We're going to talk a little bit more in depth about topics related to this. Becky Butcher's website is BeckySButcher.com. The title of the book is My Battle with Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, and it's available at Amazon. Is there anything, we've got about 3 minutes, but is there anything quick that you'd like to share from the book?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Okay.
Well, you could think of, we got an hour down to about 2 minutes. If you want, you can think about that for next week's show.
Yeah.
And we'll tackle it then, because some of the material that you have in the book is really rich, and I think people, in hearing it, it'll give them a good sense of the importance of this book.
Okay.
Let's save that for next week. You'll be back with us next week, and
right,
we'll continue our conversation. I mentioned BeckySButcher.com. Give us that other website again, too, where you have sort of like that blog and people can sign up.
Oh, it's a mailing list, yeah. BeckyBattlesCFS.com.
Okay, great.
And, you know, if I can just say one more thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If I can just say one more
thing
about the initiative, there are also links to ways to get active in the cause.
Yeah.
So if anybody's looking for something like that, there's a lot of good information on there.
Fantastic. Becky, thank you so very much for taking time out of your day. I know it wasn't the best day physically for you, but the inspiration you're providing and the source of hope you're providing weekly on our show is just amazing, and we appreciate you doing that. And we look forward to chatting with you next week as well. I hope you enjoyed your time as much as I did today.
Thank you. Yes, I did.
Becky Butcher is our guest. I'm Jim Masters, CU TV News Radio. Thank you so very much for joining us as well, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CU TV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CU TV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.